Alrighty, back in action. Let's do this thing. Here it is, the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome to you. It's Dave. All the best stuff from this Tuesday, February 19th. We started out by talking golf once again. John still can't get over last week's revelations about Matt Kuchar, a.k.a. El Cheapo. So we teed things off there, then dealt with YouTube and their propensity for conspiracy theory videos. In this case, the Flat Earth conspiracy is what we talked about. There's a new technique to stop snoring, although it sounds rather painful. And speaking of painful, there's a classic rock beef brewing between Kiss and Motley Crue over something truly stupid and not worthy of controversy. We had our final Fast Five today and sent our final listener down to Universal Orlando Resort with a stumper from last week that was tackled quite easily this week, the five Rolling Stones songs. And speaking of classic rock music, Chris Epting joined us to break down All There Is to Know About Old Time Rock and Roll, the Seeger song. And Marvel is vacating Netflix. They announced they'll be canceling the final two Marvel shows on that platform. And in other entertainment news, the movie Yesterday, which we talked about last week, there's an interesting development with that that you're going to want to know about, involving us creating an event out of that release later this year. So here we go. Have a listen and enjoy the Daily Podcast.
I've got to bring something up from last week, and you guys took one side. I took another on this one, but you know more about golf than I do, and this has to do with Matt Kuchar.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, now Matt Kuchar.
El Cheapo.
El Cheapo. Yeah. If you didn't hear the story, Matt Kuchar was in what event was it? It was in Mexico.
Oh God, I forget. Yeah,
still early.
The Mexico Open.
It's the Mayakoba Classic in Mexico.
The Cartel Throwdown.
Okay, all right. And he cut a deal with the caddy because his caddy was out sick. Right. So he cut a deal with the caddy that he worked out with him that $1,000 if he missed the cut, $2,000 if he made the cut, $3,000 if he made the top 20, $4,000 if he made the top 10, and then threw in an extra grand as a thank you. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, normally the player would give the caddy 10% of his take.
Right.
Right? For this guy, it would have been $129,600. Right. That would have been 10%. Basically, he gave him $5,000. And you sure. guys were both like, well, there's a guy in Mexico, $5,000. That's all he needs. Guess what?
What happened?
They had a deal for $50,000. He asked for $50,000. And Kuchar just went, no, he is five. Right.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I don't know.
This
about
sounds
that.
Suspicious
okay.
in hindsight.
Right.
Show me the paperwork.
Here we go. I mean, it's come out.
I'm like ice. Show me your papers.
It seems that everybody in the PGA really got on his case and embarrassed the hell out of him for welching on this guy's
thing. Oh, that I don't doubt.
All right. And now he has come back and he's given him $50,000. So,
and an autograph. Thanks, Cooch.
But you guys were so like, you know, guy in Mexico, $5,000.
A deal's a deal.
Yeah, he made a deal.
Did Steve make your money when he hosted the Best of Yesterday?
Oh, that's a great point, Dave.
All right. But then again, his name's not John DiBella.
Yeah, you know what?
It's not. He didn't play.
Neither is Jose's Matt Kuchar.
All right. But the guy did ask for $50,000.
If that's the case, and he has it in writing,
knowing that he should have gotten $129,000, $50,000 was a good deal
yeah,
still.
Yeah. All right, if that's the deal. Yeah, hook him up.
That's it. But
it's a lot of pesos.
But you guys can, if you want, you can get on YouTube and find out what the controversy is, because it seems they're solving all of them nowadays.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, I've got a story about this later on this morning about YouTube and conspiracy theories. Oh, you're just going to love
it.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
Listen to this. A team of researchers from Texas Tech recently interviewed 30 people at two Flat Earthers conventions in North Carolina and Colorado, and literally all of them were there because of YouTube videos.
Oh, mm-hmm.
All right? And it said 20 of the 30 of them said they never thought the Earth was flat until they saw the YouTube video about it. And the one guy who hadn't learned about it through YouTube said that it was because his daughter had seen a video and told him about it. So he just went off of his daughter, right? He didn't even check into it himself, right? Most of them said they've been watching conspiracy videos on other topics, right? And this is the one that went on 9/11. Okay, to some extent, I get people thinking there could be a conspiracy there. To a little bit. The moon landing, I'm sorry, I don't buy.
That's where you check out.
Right, right. That's where I check out. It's like this country did not spend hundreds of millions of dollars on a prank. All right, I just don't get it. But these people, the head researcher says that this is all because of YouTube's algorithm. So if you look up, like, moon landing and all of those hoaxes, it'll give you all of the other hoaxes that are out there.
Yeah, it's recommended viewing. It's an algorithm that gives you similar videos.
And YouTube is getting to the point where it's like, you know what? We got to fix this.
We're making people stupid.
It's harmless, though. It's not like they're going and bombing NASA because of this. Let them believe stupid stuff.
I'm not dumb enough to click on all these, you know, different hoax videos and conspiracy theories, so it doesn't, you know, there's plenty of debunker videos, too.
Did we land on the moon?
Yes.
Yeah, of course we did.
Yeah.
Of course we did.
Ask Buzz Aldrin that. A punch right in the mouth.
That's damn right. Better duck if you question him.
I don't know if that story is true.
I think it might be.
Oh, it absolutely is. There's video of him actually getting in a scuffle with a guy that questions him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. No, it's just that, like I said, why would we spend hundreds of millions of dollars on a hoax? Right.
Well, they would claim it had to do with the Cold War and beating the Russians to it. Uh-huh. There were political ramifications.
I'm going to need to check my, suggested video because I've been watching a lot of Baby Shark.
Yeah. I don't think Baby Shark likes its mama as much as you believe. As a matter of fact, I don't think Baby Shark really likes anything. All right? You know? Just Baby Shark. From what I understand, Baby Shark is part of ISIS. Jeez. All right? That's what I hear. I saw that on YouTube. I don't know.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you. Start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
So let me ask you a personal question here, Cindy.
Okay.
Has to do with your husband.
Oh.
All right.
He loves those kind of questions.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Right. Is Randy a snorer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is?
But he tells me I snore, too, so we kind of,
so
you know.
You cancel each other out?
Yeah.
All right. What about you guys? You snore?
On my back?
Same.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep, same here. Right. Otherwise, no.
Any way, shape, or form, I can have my face in the pillow and I'm still snoring. All right, to the point that one time, Casey was home, he was still living at the house, and he's sitting in the living room with Lisa, and he goes, "What the hell is that noise?"
I think the furnace is broken.
All right, and he goes, "Oh, that's John." All right, and he goes, "Really?" He goes, "No, really." He says, "The door to the bedroom's closed. We're downstairs. We're three rooms away.
Wow.
How could that possibly be him?" Right? You know?
That's intense.
All right. And they came upstairs and they recorded me. All right. to prove to me the next morning that I was as bad as it is. Wow. But for those who are snorers, all right, there is relief. The newest FDA approved cure for snoring is sticking a red hot probe up your nose.
What?
A company called Erlen Medical created probes which heat up to 140 degrees before they jam one up your nose. And yes, it hurts. Right? You do get some local anesthesia first, but afterwards, people need painkillers. All right, I've been through something like this. Smells like steak. just so you know.
Right? Jeez. So what is it, like one and done?
Yeah, or? Yeah. But the probe works by attacking swollen nasal tissues. Oh, shut up. Right? By burning them up for a few seconds, the tissue shrinks, and supposedly you can breathe again so you won't snore for the rest of your life. I doubt this. Right. I am not buying into this at all. You're looking it up?
I thought snoring came from, like, the back of your throat and your tongue.
Right.
And
Right.
Well, apparently, whatever. You can trick your head into getting rid of it.
I'll just snore.
It's like LASIK for your nostrils.
I was going to say, you know, if this works, then I'm buying some of that goop for the top of my head because it seems I'll have hair in no time.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
There's a battle going on between Kiss and Motley Crue. Have you heard about this?
Uh-oh.
Okay, all right. So Kiss finally started their tour.
Right.
And as part of the tour, one of the light stanchions actually is a crane.
Okay.
And there's a basket on the end of it, and someone can get on it and go out over the crowd and, you know, and be over the crowd.
All right.
It seems that Crue used that also.
Okay.
So Crue.
What is it, proprietary technology? Yeah, it's a bucket truck.
It's exactly it. They're calling it that. They jacked their bit. Nikki Sixx posted a picture of himself on the crane and one of Gene Simmons and said, quote, "Wow, Our body wasn't even cold before they took this exact grand finale from our tour. Might not matter to Kiss fans, but it does to crew fans.
All right, so you've got 60-year-olds arguing with 50-year-olds about a stupid bucket thing.
You got it, exactly. Okay. All right.
And the millennials are the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Good point, Steve.
Right. Well, after everything that Motley Crue has stolen from Kiss, you know, I think Kiss deserves one thing, don't you?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I'm going to go out and buy a Motley Crue coffin.
That's
Crue Kiss. Yeah. Now, if that happens...
I just can't... I can't believe that Motley Crue is taking credit for cranes.
Yeah, they stole our bucket crane.
That's it.
Now, if Peter Criss starts twirling upside down at a drum riser...
Yeah, well, we better tell the guys working outside the building with their bucket truck.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, hey, be careful. Motley Crue might come out after you.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Once again, it's time to play the Fast Five. If you have not heard the clips this morning, they sound like this. Now, what could those five songs possibly be? Well, that is your job. You don't have to get them in order, but you do have to get all five of them. And starting us off this morning is Karen. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm great. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Where are you from, Karen?
Montclair, Pennsylvania.
Okay, now you realize that this was the toughest of all of the Fast Fives that we put together. And we figured, you know what, let's give people one more chance. They've gotten plenty of practice with this one. Do you need to hear it again?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, here it comes. Hang on. Here we go. Now it's your job. Tell me what those five songs are, and I'll give you a trip to Universal Orlando Resort. Go for it, girl.
Here's my best shot.
Okay.
Monkey Man. You can't always get what you want. Bitch. Brown Sugar. An Emotional Rescue.
I have to tell you that is incorrect. That takes us on over to Robert. Robert, here is your opportunity to go to Universal Orlando Resort.
Booyakasha.
All right, Robert, what are those five songs?
I'm gonna find the order, man. Here we go.
All right.
We got Monkey Man, number one. Can't Always Get What You Want, number two. Street Frightened Man, number three. Bitch, number four. Emotional Rescue, number five.
That, sir, I am sorry to tell you... I'm lying. I'm sorry to tell you I'm lying. You got it,
nice.
Dude.
All righty, brother. Thank you.
You got
nice
it.
Job.
Oh, congratulations to you. Have you been to Universal before?
I have never been to Universal.
Oh, well, you know what? This is a perfect way to end it.
Yep.
Perfect way to end it. A man who's never been to Universal, you get to go bring someone along with you. We are sending you to Universal Orlando Resort because you got today's final Fast Five.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
It is the end for Marvel series on Netflix. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I saw that.
All right, and so they're going to run Jessica Jones, the third season of Jessica Jones, right? But once that's done, they're done with that. No more Punisher. The Punisher. Yeah. Have you finished Punisher yet?
About halfway through.
Yeah. No more of that. Iron Fist. Who cares if that ever came back? They already canceled Luke Cage.
Yeah.
They already canceled Daredevil. Right in the middle of Daredevil, mm-hmm. although season three really sucked.
Starting to wonder why I still have Netflix coming up.
There are a couple other things. Well, you haven't seen The Balloon Academy yet,
no.
So where do you see that? That's truly weird and interesting.
About a gang of clowns?
No, not at all. It's about superhero children. Children who are born with superpowers. All right, here, but wrap your mind around this.
Okay.
On one day, sometime in TV land,
mm-hmm.
right, 50 women around the world give birth. They weren't pregnant that morning.
Whoa.
And all of a sudden, boom, they're 50 pregnant.
50 Immaculate Conceptions?
50 Immaculate Conceptions.
Okay.
This guy goes around and he collects up seven of these kids and because he believes that they're going to have superpowers, and they end up having superpowers.
Wow.
All right, it's very comical. It's written by who's the lead singer in My Chemical Romance?
Oh, Gerard something.
Gerard Bay or something
Gerard
like that.
Gerard Gothy Pants, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Well, he wrote the comic book.
Okay.
All right, so
interesting.
It is interesting, but the reason why...
Gerard Way,
is that
close.
It?
Close.
All right.
That was close.
All right, the reason why it's not going, they're not going to keep it anymore is mm-hmm. because Marvel got purchased by Disney.
Oh, by Disney, yeah. And they got
and
the streaming.
Disney has their own streaming service coming out, and they're going, hey, we're not going to pay somebody else who's going to come and attack us. So, no, there you go.
Well, the Punisher should be really fun on Disney.
Yeah, it should be, right? Especially when people start getting hit with pies.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Author, musicologist, man about town. He knows everybody and has written with most of them. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Chris Epting is here. Good morning, Chris.
That's the best intro I've ever had in my life. And I've had some good ones, but that's like right to the top. Thank you, John.
I actually get a lot of compliments on my intros. They hate my interviews, but they love my intros.
Well, I'm going to join the ranks. But I love your interviews, too. These are a lot of fun.
All right, so we're talking Bob Seger today?
Bob Seger, remember the 1979 album "Stranger in Town"?
How could you forget it?
Record "Hollywood Nights," "Still the Same," "We've Got Tonight," and probably the biggest tune off the record was, you remember,
"Old Time Rock and Roll."
Old Time Rock and Roll,
sure.
And there's kind of a weird story about it. I mean, Seger, of course, you know, singer songwriter, wrote pretty much all of his hits, but he didn't write this one. And he goes into Muscle Shoals down in Sheffield, Alabama in 79 to record this record. And two of the songwriters are George Jackson and Thomas Jones, who kind of worked at the studio. They had worked up this tune called Old Time Rock and Roll. Uh-huh. And they presented it to Seger. They had cut a demo of it. He really liked it. He kind of rewrote it with them. He had worked on a lot of the lyrics, but he didn't think the song was going to be that big a deal. He gave them the full songwriting, didn't take any of it.
Dumb move.
The publishing on that song, obviously, not just from all the commercials, but primarily from the film Risky Business. I mean, that song became, I think, really part of the fabric of American culture as a result of that movie. And Seger doesn't share in the royalties of that song because he generously pushed it back and said, you guys take this one. You know, I didn't have that much to do with it. But he certainly had enough to do. He could have claimed songwriter easily, legitimately, and had it, but he didn't do it. And to this day, he claims it was probably the stupidest thing he ever did in his life as an artist was to not share in the royalties from that song.
Well, you know, the wild things about this song is, first off, this sounds nothing like a Muscle Shoals song. I mean, yeah. It really doesn't have that sort of sound. And can anybody hear those opening notes and not see Tom Cruise in his underwear?
Well, that's the thing. It became that one of those weird pop culture moments where it becomes so heavily associated. But one other cool thing about that record, while they were making it in the session down there, I don't know if you've ever been to Muscle Shoals. It's a little tiny space. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a very, very famous recording studio, but it's not much when you get there. And as they're recording the album, a car pulls up, and this kid in his early 20s comes in, Forrest McDonald. And his parents were driving him around to different studios, and he was going in kind of hustling himself as a guitar player / session guy sort of guy, right?
Right.
He had zero experience. And he comes in the middle of the session, and they go, well, can you play? Well, here, we're doing this session right now for a song called Old Time Rock and Roll. He lays down a solo, which hits at about a minute in the song. That's the solo on the record. His parents didn't turn the car off. He laid down the solo, went back out in the car, and they went to the next studio trying to hustle his wares.
Oh, my God.
That solo actually lives in the song. It was his first moment on record. He went on to a pretty decent blues career and session career and all that. He's still around. But that's how he got his start, was just, you know, arbitrarily bumping into this session and having them say, well, yeah, try something on here. And they liked it so much, they actually used it.
Did he get a credit or paid?
Yeah. He got paid a session fee, you know, small session fee, like guys did back then, right? But that was it. But it gave him sort of a hook to hang his hat on. You know, it's a pretty big claim to fame. You know, it was a great calling card to say, well, I played that solo in that song. So another kind of fun story out of Old Time Rock and Roll.
Well, he is Chris Epting. So, folks, we're getting ready for the song. Pull up your tidy whiteys. It's time for Old Time Rock and Roll.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We switched to EDM.
Yeah, we did.
Format change.
See, you know, it's funny to talk about all this technology. That Steve just showed me a meme. They told you when you were a kid that don't sit so close to the TV because, you know, it'll ruin your eyes. Mm-hmm. And now we're all wearing these goggles on our face that are basically small televisions.
Yeah, the VR.
But have you heard about this one? How would you like to be this kid? Police at the University of Maryland responded to reports of a woman in her 50s who approached students with a picture of her son and asked if they would be interested in dating him.
Oh, I saw this story. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's unclear how many students at Townsend University were approached by the mom, but it was enough for the school's police department to put out an alert to identify the woman. They don't want to arrest her. They just want her to stop.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she's starting a whole new company.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mom.com. Have you heard about Mom.com?
I was looking for a woman who was sweet, pretty, and that my mom would approve of. So I let my mom pick somebody out at Match.mom.
With Match.mom, your mother will set you up with somebody based on one dimension of compatibility, whether or not she approves of her.
It's important to me that my Greggy boy finds somebody that's good enough for him.
It's just Greg, Mom.
She should be a good cook. Well, not as good as me, though, because that's impossible. She should know that family's important, and she should let him come visit me all the time. I mean, all the time. And she should tuck him in bed at night, every night, with kisses and snuggly wugglies like I do. And
I'm 38 years old, Mom.
I know. You're a big boy, aren't you? My little Greggy Weggy.
Oh, Mom, come on.
Match.mom. Let your mom find that special somebody that she approves of today. Log on now.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
You know, no song was ever truer than this one. Ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah. Are you no Speedwagon?
Are you a Speedwagon?
Are you a Speedwagon? And Rice Cake.
Rice Cake is worse than Are You a Speedwagon. I can understand.
So
Are You a Speedwagon?
How old are you, John? 22.
Yeah.
He's 22 years old.
Never heard of the Beatles before.
Right.
So he started working here.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Speaking of the Beatles, right? You know that new Danny Boyle movie yesterday?
Yeah.
Right. We were talking about this last week for the new Danny Boyle movie. The guy who gets Slumdog Millionaire, 147 hours. What else?
28 Days Later.
28 Days Later.
The zombie flick.
Right.
He's supposed to be the Bond director, but things fell apart.
Well, he's got a new movie coming out called Yesterday where there's this big power outage. And when the power outage is over, nobody remembers the Beatles ever existed. And this one guy basically starts taking credit for all of the Beatles songs. Right? And I think we're narrowing in on getting our own theater.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like we did for
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, that would be great.
So we're working on that.
Awesome.
Something else we're working on. I mean, you know, here we got the snow forecast. I bet you're thinking the shore already. Well, the MGK Beach House is up for grabs once again. A free week down the shore in Ocean City on us. So this will start Monday. All you got to do is listen for MGK's Big Kahuna. I have no idea what the Big Kahuna sounds like yet, but we'll listen for the Big Kahuna. It'll happen at 8 a.m., noon, and 4 p.m. That'll be your cue to call. You'll get a $50 SolidWorks gift card to qualify and a free week of sun and fun as our guest if you are the winner. So spend a stress-free and rent-free week down the shore. Compliments of Dr. Lyle M. Back and Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Hey, Lyle. Lose the M.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.